This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Courtship and marriage are a series of emotionally wrenching episodes. One in particular involves a young man sitting nervously on a couch, his sweating palms clasped in his lap, his thumping heart nearly jumping through his suit jacket, and a rehearsed script in his head that goes something like this: "Sir, may I ask for your daughter's hand in marriage?" Well, it may sound like a quaint picture from days gone by, a portrait from a Norman Rockwell picture, but for some, it's an important first step down the aisle. June is the month for weddings, and we mark that today with a tribute to the ritual of asking for the hand in marriage. If you've been on either end of this equation, or if you're planning to, give us a phone call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Our email address is totn@npr.org. Joining us now from her home in New York City is Susan Wagoner, the author of I Do, The Origins of 100 Classic Wedding Traditions. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
So where does the tradition of asking for the hand in marriage come from?
Well, sadly, it does not come from the heart of romance. It dates back to the days when marriage was largely a business and financial arrangement between families. And often when the hand was asked for, neither the bride nor groom was present or involved. It was the families bargaining over goods, land, cattle, all sorts of things.
So this was more of a business arrangement than a romantic one.
Yes, sadly it was.
So this is a vestige of those days, do you think?
This is a vestige of those days, and as time wore on and people became a little more affluent and could afford to fall in love with each other, then the young man would go to the father because he needed... Usually he needed the father's blessing to even begin courtship because the daughter was closely watched over by her family. So it wasn't quite as, didn't feel quite as unnatural then as it would seem today when sometimes the groom hasn't even met his beloved's father.
Mm-hmm. And also kids get married a lot older for the most part these days.
Older, and also women now are independent. They can earn their own money, where before they couldn't, and they would really have no way to start housekeeping or a house without the goods their father might give in their dowry.
As an observer of wedding rituals, what do you like about this one, and maybe are there any drawbacks?
I don't know. Well, the drawbacks would be the poor young man might be nervous. he might be refused. But I think the advantages are that it's just a mark of respect and courtesy and assurance to the father that I do love and cherish your daughter and that I want you to be part of our lives as we go forward.
Well, let's get some listeners' thoughts on this. 800-989-8255, if you've been on either end of that question. Lisa joins us from Lakewood, Ohio.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I actually was in the middle of that conversation. My husband and I will celebrate 9 years together on June 24th, and when we had discussed marriage and becoming engaged, I specifically asked my then-boyfriend that not to talk to my father about asking for a hand in marriage unless it was my father's hand he was looking for.
What was he thinking about it?
Well, he would have because, you know, he knows that my father is very traditional and would have been hurt, and I am very independent, and felt that if I was old enough to make the decision to become married, that I was old enough to decide who it was I wanted to marry. But after we became engaged and told my parents, I did pull my father aside and say, please don't be angry with Jerry. I was the one that asked him not to ask you.
So your father showed up at the wedding.
Yes, he did. He did. And he kind of rolled his eyes and he said, I always knew we raised you to be too independent. But he understood.
Well, that's as we think about this, Susan Wagoner, that's certainly an aspect of why things have changed.
Yes, it is.
Lisa, thanks very much for the call, and have a happy anniversary.
Thank you, Neil. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's get another caller on the line, and this is Ivy, who's in Talkeetna, Alaska.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air, Ivy.
Hi there. Yeah, my husband asked my dad for my hand in marriage about 6 years ago, and I just about threw my shoe at him when he did it because I just thought it was so silly and very outdated, and I think he was just maybe trying to make a good impression, so to speak, but
did it work?
No, Pardon me?
Did it work? Did he make a good impression?
Probably, knowing my father, but he's my dad's like sort of modernized, but traditional at the same time.
Yeah, but a moment for you where it's the rush of blood to the cheeks?
Yes, you could say that. You could say that for sure. Pretty silly, because I listened to a little bit of what the last caller was saying, and that's how I feel, too, is like, what does my dad have to do with this decision, you know? I mean, I'm the one who's getting married here, not my father.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, and if your father had said no, what happens then?
Exactly. I don't think my husband was thinking that far ahead.
Well, Susan Wagoner, does it ever happen that fathers say no and then it causes a big rift?
Well, not that I have heard of recently, although many years ago when there was a Dutch miller who said no, and the woman could not get married without having the things she needed, so her friends gave her the first ever bridal shower and gave her pots and pans and house linens, and that's where that tradition comes from.
Okay. Ivy, thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm glad things all worked out for you.
Thank you.
Let's talk now with Todd, and Todd joins us on the line from Fishers, Indiana.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Our pleasure.
When I asked my wife, or actually her father, for her hand, it was really definitely a situation where the family had a lot of formality with it, and very Catholic in their upbringing, and it was a situation where after meeting him once, I just knew that there was no way that I could really go forward with really asking for her hand or anything like that if I did not get the approval of her father. And it was a situation where I basically emailed him and kind of was giving some hints before so that I could meet him for lunch when I went into town. And it was a great experience, but I definitely felt that I had to have his approval just because of the formality of the family.
That is an issue in different kinds of families from all sorts of different traditions, Susan Wagoner.
Yes, it is. And I think we may have spotted a new downside to this because the girls seem to think it's unnecessary. The men seem to think it is, and it seems like the poor guy may be between a rock and a hard spot. Someone's going to be unhappy.
Well, Todd, thanks very much for the phone call.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Let's get another caller on the line, and this is Sam, who's calling from San Francisco.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a pretty traditional person, a conservative person, pursuant to your earlier conversations. I was one of those teenagers that chose not to have sex before mm-hmm. marriage and all that kind of stuff. And when it came time to propose to my wife, I agonized over the decision, and I knew that she would probably have preferred I asked her parents' permission, and her mom probably would have preferred it. But ultimately, I didn't like the implication that it makes when the husband goes to ask permission. You know, it sort of takes the woman out of the equation. It's like the decision is being made for her.
And
I thought, really, it was her decision to be made and our decision together.
Yeah, Susan Wagoner, pretty patriarchal.
Yes, although it's probably more a case of sort of asking permission to ask permission of the daughter.
Because if the daughter says no, whether the father says yes or no is probably irrelevant. If the daughter says no...
Yeah, that's... I think the deal would be a definite no-go if she said no.
Okay. Sam, thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. Here's a couple of emails. This one from Puffy Bailey in Provo, Utah. I think it's an interesting topic. I live in a generally conservative community where it's almost expected that the future groom will ask his future bride's father for her hand. However, my husband and I had a unique experience. When he asked my father for permission to marry me, my father's amusement was apparent. He burst out laughing and said, "You don't need to ask me. I never asked my wife's father." Apparently, the tradition of asking the father started declining in the 1970s when my father asked my mother to marry him. Is Buffy right?
Me?
Yeah.
I think, in general, there seems to have been a return to traditions over what there was in the 60s and 70s.
Here's another email. After arranging for time to be with my in-laws and mustering up all my courage to ask both parents permission to enter their family if their daughter agreed to marry me, my father-in-law said, "That sounds like a good idea." My mother-in-law says, "You know she's crazy, right?" They are both right, and I am a very lucky man. That from Chris in Indianapolis. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get one more caller in. Greg is with us from Oakland, California.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I actually started out wanting to ask, and I ended up telling my future father-in-law, excuse me, that I was in love with his daughter, and I was going to propose to her.
And but that was before you did propose to her.
That's correct.
But you told him rather than asked him.
That's right. Kind of cut him off, so he no.
I'm sorry, we're having a little trouble with your cell phone there.
So he could not say no.
Oh, so he couldn't say no. Well, Greg, thanks for hanging on the line, and thanks for telling us the story.
Very well.
Bye-bye. And Susan Wagoner, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome, and many happy anniversaries to come for all the newlyweds out there this year.
And whether they asked for permission or not.
Whether they asked for permission or not.
Susan Wagoner is the author of I Do, I Do, The Origins of 100 Classic Wedding Traditions.